The Mind Aware, 514.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, then you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few moments, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and we're done with 2019. Here we are. It's come to a close. We are now going into 2020. I don't know about you, but I remember being a kid, and the idea of a year 2020 was like space age. I guess that means I'm old. So I can hardly believe it. Here we go into the new year, New Year's resolutions. For those of you who hang out in the Train Your Brain sandbox, we've got the 6-week intentional action course starting out. So you definitely want to get in on that. We help you accomplish 3 solid goals within the first 6 weeks of the year. And I'll tell you, it's funny how I love New Year's. It's such a great time for reflection, isn't it? We really get to look at like what's working. What do I want to bring into the new year? What do I want to get rid of? All those resolutions and things like that. And I realize that each year, one of the things that I'm feeling pretty happy about and pretty excited about is I'm getting more and more able to just be my radical self. You know, I realize that in my sandbox, we have a lot of people who are rebels, and they think differently, and they're thought leaders, and they're cutting edge. And we've got this phrase that we say, just let your freak flag fly. And now more and more, I'm feeling able to do that too. And so I had something I wanted to share with you today that's something I haven't really had an opportunity to talk about on a show before, but I felt this way for a very long time. And so I wanted to bridge the subject now and continue to talk about things like this. So let me share it with you. One of the things that we tend to talk about a lot in the personal transformation space is to tell people that you're building a business so you can be of service. Or people will say, I just want to be of service. Or I'm here because I want to serve my clients. All of these kinds of phrases around service. So I'm going to go out a limb here, and I'm probably going to like, no, I don't want to manifest this. I'm not going to alienate everybody. I think you're going to really get this right off the bat. I would like to see us start to eliminate that verbiage from our vocabulary. I know I am not of service to you. I have no intention of being of service to you. I do not do my business out of service. And I know you might be going, what? What? What do you mean? But here's the deal. If I am doing my business out of service, then that means I think you need servicing. And I think that you need my help. And I don't see you that way at all. I see you as already whole and complete and awesome and on your way and doing amazing things. You don't need my service. I don't need to be of service to you. You're already just fine. You're fine. You're doing it. You're awesome. And so instead, I'm looking for people to play with. I'm looking for people who want to come and be on the journey together, where we can create together, we can build together, we can talk about ideas, we can share cutting edge thoughts, we can move the way that we're thinking, question the things we're thinking, see the world in new ways, create new things together. That's what I want for this sandbox. I don't want this to be a place where I see you as not complete and whole and awesome and amazing already. You can, of course, have your own ideas and build your business in your own ways and have your own viewpoints of how you see service. But I wanted to share that's how I see service. And I wanted to furthermore talk about leadership and being a thought leader and being somebody who is taking us into the new age of 2020. I mean, we are really moving in to a time where more and more people are getting this and more people want this. More and more people want their own businesses. More and more people want personal transformation. They want health. They want wellness. They want good relationships. They want great communication. They want happiness on a day-to-day basis. They want abundance coming easily. They want to do things where they're living their passions and enjoying their lives. This is the age we live in. And if you can hear my voice now, then you are a harbinger of that age. Because the people that I attract to the sandbox are not only the people who want more, but you're also the people who help others bring more into their lives. More everything. Health, wealth, happiness, good relationships, love, all of those things. And so let's together craft this new vision for 2020. Let's together really look at how are we treating the people that we serve? How are we seeing the people that we serve? How are we seeing our position in that sandbox that we're creating? I like to use a terminology of holder of the vision. I feel like as leaders of our own respective tribes, that's what we do and that's what we do best. We're not of service to broken people who need our help. We're really holders of the vision of what other people can be, what their potential is, as though it's already happened. We're holders of the vision of what our playground or our sandbox or our tribe can be. We're the holders of the vision of the space of the idea of what we're bringing into the future by having all of these different people to play with. By ourselves, we can only do so much. But when we start creating with other people, and I don't care if you're creating music or art or a business, or woodworking, whatever you're doing, whatever your expression for creation is. And sometimes your creation is making money. That's what you love to do. That's your sandbox. That's where you love to play. Whatever your creation is, it grows easier when you've got other people to play with and bounce ideas off of. Be able to create and help others to create and to be your best and help others to be your best. So with that, I want to say happy, happy new year. Happy joy to you. And may 2020 be just amazing. You already know it's going to be. Can't you almost just feel how awesome the next year is going to be? Doesn't it feel good just to think of how far you've come over this last year and this last decade? And how now we're moving in to a whole new age and a new era. And I can't wait to keep playing with you and to keep creating with you. We're going to have so much fun together in the next decade, okay? All right. See you soon. Happy New Year. Bye.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey...
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?